Kia ora, I'm here with Poppy Wallace-Bell, and she is going to tell us a bit more about the Aotearoa Bike Challenge. Morena, Poppy.
Morena, thanks so much for having me on. Kia ora koutou, ko Poppy Tokaringua. My name is Poppy Wallace-Bell. I'm the exhibitions curator here at Christchurch City Libraries, more specifically at Tūranga, our beautiful central library in the city. And yes, as Wendy said, I'm here to talk about the Aotearoa Bike Challenge. What is the Aotearoa Bike Challenge? The Aotearoa Bike Challenge is New Zealand's biggest month-long bike event, bringing together riders of every level to promote the benefits of bike riding. The challenge is delivered by Love to Ride, which is a behaviour change expert company with over a decade of experience running bike riding campaigns. Throughout the month of February, so 2024 February, riders from across the country will head out on their bikes and ride as individuals or with their workplaces to top the leaderboards and win some cool prizes. The campaign is a great way to engage communities, businesses and individuals in a fun challenge that will help them meet their health, wellness and sustainability goals. And the main aim of the challenge is pretty simple. It's to get more people enjoying the many benefits of riding a bike. And I'm sure you would have heard of some of these already, but these can include reducing fuel and car maintenance costs, improving your mental and your physical health, and of course, protecting our wonderful planet. And the Aotearoa Bike Challenge isn't just about riding the most kilometres. It's about taking part and encouraging others to join in and helping your workplace climb up the leaderboards, which can get quite competitive, and also riding for health, happiness and transportation. I've been the challenger for Christchurch City Council, so for my workplace last year in 2023 and also this year in 2024. So I feel quite proud to have that role of trying to encourage people to get on their bikes. As a huge cyclist myself, I'm really passionate, not just about being on a bike and what that means for yourself and your health and your well-being, but also what it means for our city and how we can as a city strive to achieve our sustainability goals and in turn, yeah, just try and make it a better place to live.
Wonderful. Yeah. So how do I get involved with the Aotearoa Bike Challenge? Where do I put my name down? Who do
I
talk to?
Great question, Wendy. So each workplace who has registered as a workplace should have their own challenges. So if it's not yourself, it could be someone in your workplace and hopefully they've put some comms out for you. But you can register and link yourself to your workplace online. So you can do that for free at aotearoa.bike/Christchurch, so CHCH, and the website, you can enter your details and make a profile for yourself, and then, yeah, as I said, link to your workplace, and you can start riding February onwards, or now if you'd like to, and each time you ride, you'll get points for riding, and then if you encourage someone, you'll get more points, and then it's kind of a leaderboard and you challenge each other, but also you go into the draw to win some really awesome prizes.
So you have been on a fabulous bike trip somewhere out there, yes, around the world, right?
Yes.
Where's the most fantastic place you've ridden your bike?
Well, actually, my love, I guess, for cycling happened when I was quite young and grew up in a family with my dad, was really interested in doing all modes of cycling, so mountain biking and road cycling and, yeah, as many ways of riding a bike you can imagine. And it was actually my now partner, Ryan, who really encouraged me to get on a bike, and we did an overseas trip actually when I was 21. Saved up all through the year of my second year of university, and we went to South America on our bikes for 3 months. We cycled from Lima in Peru in the north all the way to Santiago in Chile. So for 3 months we bikepacked around. And I say bikepacked and I say cycling, and some listeners may know the difference between the two, but it's pretty all the same. You put your clothes and your food and everything else, all your belongings on your bike, and you try and ride as far as you can with as many stops as you would like. More recently, took some time off from Mahi, which was pretty awesome, to go to France and watch the Tour de France, which some people may know of, probably the biggest bike race for men in the world. And also I watched the Tour de Femme, which Femme is the French translation for female, so it's the women's version, which was in its second year last year. So that was really cool. And then on the way home, after visiting some family, we went through South Korea and cycled from the top to the bottom. And it's quite a small country, actually, 400 kilometres in length. So it didn't take as long as we thought, but it has some amazing infrastructure and great food, great people, great weather. And then we took the ferry across to Japan, and we did 3.5 weeks across kind of mainland Japan on our bikes too. So, and then I'm back to Mahi, which has been awesome.
Back to cycling in Christchurch, which is still beautiful, but I'm sure not quite the same.
But yeah, very grateful to have those experiences, and it really, yeah, when people meet me, they understand why I'm so passionate about cycling. I don't just do it to commute from my house to work each day, but also part of my life. So,
how many kilometres do you think you've done altogether around the world, if you had to guesstimate? Like, oh, if it was 400 across South Korea.
You know what, Wendy? No one's actually asked me that before, so I haven't thought about it. But I think in the first trip in South America was maybe over 10,000. But that was over 3 months, so you know, some people do that over a few weeks sometimes. In South Korea and Japan and France, I would say it was probably maybe the 5,000 mark. So
wow,
there's a few K's in the old legs.
I was going to say your wheels have gone around a few times.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so awesome though. Yeah. Bike Challenge isn't the only thing bike related that the library promotes. We've got another couple of things coming up that you're going to tell us about.
So coming to our gallery space on Tuakiri, Te Pito Huruwera, the South Base Gallery, in late July, potentially in the early August till later on in the year, so exact dates will be released nearer to the time, is our exhibition created by the libraries, Women of the Wheel, Then and Now. And the exhibition will explore the history of women and cycling in Ototahi Christchurch, beginning in the 1890s through to present day, examining the experience of local women, local clubs, and social history over that time. And it will compare the then and now, exploring how cycling continues to defy gender roles, influence the dress reform movement, and topics such as women's suffrage and emancipation and women in sport. And it will also explore the progression of Ototahi as a cycling city and other issues, social, financial, and cultural, that may enhance or inhibit participation by women in cycling. And also we'll be working with some external loans, hopefully some loans from Canterbury Museum and some other partners. So yeah, watch this space.
Thank you so much for all that information. I'm looking forward to seeing lots of bikes out around our city this month, and I look forward to seeing the exhibitions that are coming up in the future. Thank you so much for
your
time.
Thank you very much, Wendy. Kia ora.